Folks, this gentleman does not need an introduction inside of Ambit Energy. He is a founding national consultant. Not only is he the number one income earner in all of Ambit Energy and has been for the last 8 consecutive years, but he has now been listed as the number 4 income earner in network marketing worldwide. I want you to understand this. Ambit Energy is in 15 states of our first country, and this gentleman is the number 4 income earner in network marketing worldwide because of what he started, what he's created, and what he's building inside of Ambit Energy. Please welcome founding national consultant, number 1 money earner, my dear friend, Mr. Brian McClure.
Hello.
Listen, I was talking just a little bit about Power Trip, and I was going to leave it open for you to fill in the blanks there on November 12th through 14th in Albany, New York. Please take it away.
Yeah, you bet. I'm excited about Power Trip. Ticket sales have gone extremely well. We've got a large room. I think it holds just under 2,000 people. I think we've sold somewhere around 1,500, 1,600 tickets. So there are tickets available. You can go to ambitpowertrip.com to get tickets. But I tell you, for those of you in the Northeast that have not made the trip down to Texas for Power Trip, what I can tell you is that Friday night is a special night. And the reason it's a special night is that we hear both from Chris Chambliss, our chief marketing officer, and Jerry Thompson, Jr., our chief executive officer. And they talk about the past. They talk about the present. They cast their vision for the future. And then I think one of the most special things about Power Trip is they sit up there on stage. We don't ask the attendants to write questions down on cards so that we can screen them and just give them the softball questions. But basically what happens is you get in the line, and if you want to ask a question, you're given the opportunity to ask a question. It's obviously not consultant support type questions, but you're given the opportunity to ask a question of either Chris or Jerry. And it's just a really special time, you know. I mean, none of us, including myself, have private time with them anymore. In the early days, that was, you know, when there were a couple thousand people in the business and we were trying to figure some things out. That was something. But now with, you know, $1.5 billion, I don't know what we'll end up revenue-wise this year, but as big a company as it is, they're so busy running the company and doing what they've got to do. You know, the opportunity to sit down eyeball to eyeball and ask questions is really just kind of out. So I can tell you that if you're anywhere close, and even if you're in Texas and not close, I would encourage you to go to Power Trip. Second weekend, it's in Albany, New York. Again, you can go to ambitpowertrip.com. It's $99 to attend. You get a bag and some other nice stuff that's included in that. And all the hotel information is on that website. Again, ambitpowertrip.com. Several hotels, nice room rates that we were able to negotiate. Everything's going to be at the convention center. We do a leadership breakfast on Friday morning at 9 o'clock. The breakfast this year will on leadership will be myself, Ray Monty, and Joey Carter. And that's a rare opportunity as well. That is and has been sold out for a while. But if you want to send an email to info@topambitleaders.com. If you'd like a ticket, what Louise will do is she'll put you on a waiting list, and if somebody calls and cancels, you know, we just refund their money back and go ahead and sell you a ticket. So, you know, again, if you're interested in the leadership breakfast on Friday, it's sold out. I think there's 750 people expected to attend, and just send an email to info@topambitleaders.com. info@topambitleaders.com. Tell Louise you'd like to be put on the waiting list, and if something opens up, she'll call you. So you're not putting in your credit card information or anything like that. She'll call you and then tell you where to where or how to pay for it if the opening comes available. And there's usually, you know, a couple dozen that, you know, last-minute plans sort of thing change and people aren't able to attend. So with that, I can tell you, if you're not registered for simulcast in January, that's available in Power Zone and two locations, in Dallas, Texas and Utica, New York. You'll want to attend the live, even though it's available on webcast. If at all possible, you want to attend the live event. I can tell you, you get a lot more out of it. Not that the information's any differently, but being able to network with people there and the people that are, you know, are in attendance and just getting the energy in the room. There are people that put together hotel meetings, and Ambit will disseminate that information as they get it. So I know, for example, last year there was a nice gathering where it was broadcast in a hotel, not part of the simulcast, but where some consultants got together in Chicago and other cities. But what I can tell you is the live event will sell out, and you want to go to the live event if at all possible. All right, so with that, I want to talk about the promotion that we're currently running and the open enrollment, where when somebody joins our business, you know, they put in $24.95 for their websites, the $429 fee is waived. And I want to tell you that I just think it's such a special opportunity. And it's not because it's zero instead of 429. It's a special opportunity for you to really understand the psychology of how people think about the business, how your prospect thinks about the business. And let me tell you, whether you're talking to somebody who's a six-figure income or even a seven-figure annual income earner in another business, and I have several of them in my business, you know, people that are huge in real estate or, you know, in some business that they own or whatever, that there's an appeal to Ambit Energy because of the simplicity of it and the fact that those people that are wealthy before Ambit have such a huge sphere of influence. There have been so many people that have been instrumental in helping them create their wealth. You know, what happens is that they look at Ambit Energy and go, God, there's some people I know that you know, really close to me that don't have my kind of money that want to get involved with Ambit. So those people are out there. But whether you're talking to that type of person, are you talking to somebody who's struggling financially, maybe just at minimum wage, or worse yet, maybe not even employed? What I can tell you is that the core psychology that person has, now some people will verbalize it, most people will not, but I'm going to hit you with it. If you're taking notes, this is a big one. The first thing psychologically somebody analyzes when they're looking at the business isn't the seven-level marketing plan. It isn't how the coding works. It's none of that. It's how do I get my money back? You see, as soon as they find out how much it costs to get involved in the business, they want to understand. Now, the sophisticated person is saying, I want to return, you know, how do I earn the return of my investment? And then how do I earn a return on my investment? And what I can tell you is that whether they look at it from that vantage point, really understanding that that's the way you should look at a business, or they look at it from the vantage point of, hey, I'm going to have to take X number of dollars, $429, out of my rent money. Am I going to get my money back in 2 weeks so I'll be able to pay my landlord? Despite how they process that decision, and usually, again, I'm going to emphasize this again, they don't verbalize it typically, okay? But from a psychology perspective, they want to know, how do I get my money back? You know, a lot of people, when they go in to buy a car, they don't care about how much the car is. They don't care about what the interest rate is. What they want to know is, what's the monthly payment? And if you think about car ads, that's all they do is they advertise monthly payments. They don't advertise the price of the car and the interest rate. They say, hey, you can come in and get this Hyundai such and such, you know, for, you know, $199 a month, you know. And the reason they advertise like that is that's the way people are taught to process. They know how much money they're coming in, they have coming in, how much money is going out, and that's how they process buying decisions. So they're going to want to know how they're going to get their money back. Well, at $429, let's think that through for a second. At $429, if they go in, and I'll deal with outside of Texas, since that's the higher requirement in customer acquisition, and they're outside of Texas, they're thinking, okay, I'm going to get $100 back when I get my three customers. Then depending on the promotion, if they go ahead and get two more customers, I'm gonna get X number of dollars back. And that's a pretty easy calculation. What they also realize as they go through that mentally is that they can't get their investment back. I mean, they could if they went on and gathered 30 customers, but they can't get their investment back without bringing anybody into the business, without enrolling another person into the business. There's the fly in the ointment. They go, oh, well, you know, I think I got this guy interested, and I got that guy interested, but, you know, they're broke like me, and they're not a big risk taker. And they start going through all these mental gyrations of whether I'm going to be able to bring somebody into the business or not. And then they also understand if they do bring somebody into the business, that person has to gather customers. Then they get their thought process, a little man or a little woman talking to the back of their head that's being negative about the opportunity is saying, yeah, well, what if I bring them in and they don't get their customers right away? And what they realize, and again, I'm talking to you from a psychological perspective, not necessarily a conscious thought decision. What they realize is their destiny's not in their own control. In other words, if they're going to take $429 and not pay the car payment or not pay the credit card or not pay the rent or short one of those because they only got an extra $150 this month, what they realize is that to be insured that they get that money back is that they're going to have to enroll somebody in the business, and then that person's going to have to go and gather customers. So, you know, doubt will take you out of action. Action will take you out of doubt. And so what happens is, you know, that old doubt starts creeping in, and that's why you can't get them to give a decision. You know, they're just worried about how they're going to get their money back, okay? Now, here's what I want to talk about with regards to promotion. You go, yeah, Brian, okay, I get all that, but, you know, it's $0 to get in now, and it's $25 for the website. So a person can get in our business today for $25. If they go and gather two customers in Texas, three customers outside of Texas, they're going to get $100 back. So they can get a return of their investment and a threefold return on the investment. Okay, so start thinking about that. They go out and they gather three or two customers, depending on where those customers come from, not where they're domiciled, but where the customers come from. And, of course, customers typically are going to come from the area where they are domiciled. But the bottom line is they go and get two or three customers, they're going to get $100. That's a return of and a three times return on their investment. So, you know, as I go out and work the business and talk to people on three-way calls, and I'm pointing this out to people, all of a sudden the light bulb's going off. And I literally am getting comment after comment and comment on these three-way calls. Oh, I never thought about that way. You know, so I answer all their questions the way I like three-way calls to be set up for me. If I'm doing a three-way call, set it up so they ask me questions. And I weave in what I want to tell them, at, you know, based on their question. And then at the end, you know, I said, you know, say I'm talking to Mary's prospect. Yeah, I said, you know, Mary, this isn't a business of trying to convince somebody to get into the business. And it is a true business. It takes time to build. It's not a get-rich-quick business. But what I can tell you is that anybody does an analysis of business, they want to know when they're going to get the return of their investment. They're going to want to know what kind of return on their investment they can get. And with our open enrollment right now, Mary, you know, you're going to be asked to put up $25 to become a consultant with our business. There's no obligation ever, regardless of what you do or don't do, to pay the $429. And if you go out and gather, let's say she's in New York, so I'm going to say you're three customers. And Mary, I'm assuming you probably want to become a customer. And you probably, you know, when I start painting the word picture of who she might get to be her other two customers, there's probably a coworker or friend or next door neighbor or maybe a relative that would support you in your new business and be willing to want to save some money on their electrical or natural gas bill. And they'll typically say yes. I say, well, you know, you don't get three customers. You're going to get the return of your investment of $25, and you're going to get a return of three times on the investment of $75. So you're going to get $100 back. So if nothing else happens, you don't ever get anybody interested in the business, wouldn't you want to take $25 and turn it into $100? And they go, well, yeah, I guess I would. So well, let's say that Bear's the one that put them on the three-way call. So, well, Mary, what will happen is Bear will work with you. We don't want you to start calling people and try to get them to sign up to be your customer. Bear will work with you, get you signed up. Again, it's going to cost you the $25. Then you sign yourself up as a customer, and then Bear will get together with you or work with you over the phone and help you gather those other two customers. Is that fair enough? And you'll make $100 and have put at risk $25. And they'll go, yeah, that's fair enough. And so then they, you know, they go to sign up. But they say, well, you know, I'm going to need to think about it a little bit. I say, well, let me ask you this. Is the $25 the issue? Are you afraid of risking the $25? Now, most of the time they'll say no. Every once in a while they'll say yes. I say, well, why don't you do this? Why don't you work with Bear? You know, you can, you're going to sign up. Why don't you work with Bear? You can sign up a couple of customers. Bear can put it down on paper, so you'll have all the information. And then at the point that you will have already earned your $100, then you'd be willing to put up $25, wouldn't you? They'll typically say yes and say, well, do it that way. You know, I mean, who wouldn't want to take $25 and turn it into $100? Folks, the only thing that I'm doing with that person at that moment in time is I'm verbalizing, because nowhere in the presentation, you know, does it talk about return of and on investment. And, of course, one of the reasons it doesn't is because it gets a little convoluted at $429. So all I'm doing is focusing them in on how easy it is for them to get a return of and on their investment of $25 into Ambit Energy. So I'm hopeful that you'll start to incorporate that. You know, they need to understand it's a $429 business. You know, at some point in the future, Ambit probably will go back to $429. Maybe when they come off of the open enrollment, they'll step it back up. Maybe at some point they'll do some sort of permanent reduction. I don't anticipate that, but, you know, who knows? But the bottom line is that it's a $429 business, and they need to be willing to look at it as a $429 business, because when they start to bring people in down the road, after they've gotten in for zero and all of a sudden it's $429 or it's $99 or it's $199 or whatever it is, there's going to be an investment required at some point that's greater than the $25 for the website. So there has to be buy-in that the business is worth something above $25. So when you're showing the business, you want to talk $429, $429, $429, $429, videotape does, or just like the online presentation does. So at the end of the presentation, what do you say to them? Because they've just watched the DVD out of Success From Home magazine, or they've looked at the website, they've seen $429, $429, $429. What do you say to them? You say what you always say to them. Did that make sense to you? And if you're new to our business, you don't want to say, what did you think? Did that make sense to you? The reason, it's the only script I'll ever give you. I don't believe in scripts. But I'm telling you, when you follow up with somebody, you can ask them, did you get a chance to take a look at the website? And if they say yes, then the next question is, did that make sense to you? Did that make sense to you? The reason we ask them that question is, it usually is responded to with a positive answer. Yes, it made sense, but, hey, that's a great question. Then put them on a three-way call with somebody in the upline, sideline, or that's of support to you and your Ambit Energy family. And so the bottom line is, when do you talk to them about the zero down? Right then and there. Say, you know, I got some really exciting news for you, John. You should not be calling people up and saying the business is free right now, okay? Show them the video, and then ask them, did that make sense to you? And when they say yes, just say, well, John, I got some really exciting news for you. And the bottom line is, you know how it's $429 to get in our business? Yes. Well, right now, there's a special period of time of open enrollment where you're able to get in for just paying for the website, which is the $24.95 per month. And then start talking to them about return on investment. John, you know, I know that video is a little confusing, a lot to take in. It's kind of like a fire hose of information. But the bottom line is, if you go and gather three customers, one of which can be yourself, actually two of which, if you have a summer home yourself, actually three of which could be yourself. You've got 3 meters, but the bottom line is you don't get 3 customers. The company's going to pay you $100. John, let me ask you a question. Wouldn't you put up $25 to make $100 any day of the week if all you had to do is make a few phone calls to cause that to happen? Yes. Well, look, I know you probably have some other questions. Let me get you on three-way call. So always do your three-way call because it's part of the system, and you want them to see the system working, and they need to be put through the process of three-way call. If, for whatever reason, they say, yeah, that makes sense, sign me up, then don't make the three-way call. Sign them up. Get them their C number, then make the three-way call. Okay, so at any point somebody says they're ready to go to the computer and sign up, please, 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 please sign them up. Okay, say, oh, well, there's one more step here I've got to go through. No, there's no more steps. You've accomplished what you wanted to accomplish, which is to roll them into Ambit Energy and get them started as a consultant with the business. You can do the three-way call after the fact and explain to them that, you know, typically if somebody has questions, we do the three-way call ahead of time, you know, before they sign up. But since you said you were ready to sign up, that's why we did it afterwards. Well, I hope that this was helpful. I really, really do. You know, return of and on investment, pointing out that $25 can get a return of and 3 times return on that investment literally within 1 hour. You know, who wouldn't want to take $25 and turn it into $100? And a lot of times less than an hour, but it really should take no more than an hour, even if they had several people that told them no and they were chitty-chatty while they were asking people to become their customer. So with that, Bear, again, everybody go to ambitpowertrip.com, get signed up. Grand prize winner is the one that gets their whole organization there. Bear, let's open it back up and let everybody say good night.
Brian, thanks for being on the call. Folks, you can hear this call again by going to topambitleaders.com. Again, topambitleaders.com. Click on the training tab, because I know that you have people on your team that you wish had heard this call tonight. Click on the training tab, go to Sunday Night Business Builder Calls, and get them on this call so that they can learn how to maximize their opportunity.